Next up is someone I think should be familiar to everyone. It's Kaveh Bazarkhan from River Valley. And Kaveh actually does something that I think is absolutely wonderful. I don't know if you're all aware of this, but all of the presentations at today and also the London Innovation Seminars are all videoed and put on the web. And so you can share with your colleague. You think one of those presentations was absolutely fantastic. I'm sure you thought they were all fantastic, but the one that really stood out, you can share it with your colleagues when you're back home, or you've grown a few, popped off and slept a little bit, and you can remind yourself what went on. But River Valley does lots and lots more than just video, and that's really what it's about now. So without further ado, I was going to say one thing about you. I looked you up. I looked up everyone on Twitter and Facebook and everything to do a bit of profiling. You have the best PhD topic, display holography.
Is that good?
That's like a kid's dream of mine. So maybe you'd like to talk about holography.
I've got one. Right, too many things to talk about. But, and I've got 5 minutes.
Indeed.
Go. No. Oh, the first one does. All right. WordPress. I thought the first one was going to stand up for a while. We are in composition, based in London and in southern India. So we do composition of STM journals. We specialize in automated XML first, so we get a complex XML of, say, 2 million characters, we press a button and PDF comes out. I think we are the only people who do it automatically, fully automatically. So we thought, well, while we're trying to wait for the competition to catch up, let's have a look at the publication process. Publication is content, control of roles, copy editor, editor-in-chief, etc., version control, delivery. WordPress, a blog platform, does all that. What can we do? Well, we thought long-term aim, let's see if we can have content within WordPress, build a system that goes from author submission to delivery within WordPress. You might have heard of Anotum, which is used by Plus Current. Similar. We're doing something similar. So I'm going to give you, we did some work, and I'll give you 3 examples of what we've done. One is multi-author publication within WordPress. One is a peer review system we wrote, and one is conference organizing. So you can see the sort of things that can be done. Schlager, a publisher in Texas, they do 1,500-page volumes, 100 to 200 authors each, write a chapter. They were sending email attachments, and this was a nightmare. So we set up this a WordPress site for them where they can go in, very easily manage all the users. You've got 118 users there, authors, 89 authors. You can work out and say exactly who does what. So the author goes in, and very securely, and as if they're writing a blog, they write their chapter. Very straightforward, and it completely secure. So once they've done that, they press the button, they say, right, it's published. Email goes to the copy editor, goes in, edits that text, that no copies, just that text, and any queries they put in as blog comments. Click the button, author gets a notification, comes back, and just replies to those comments. So very simple. Cut a long story short, we set up the system in June 2010. All the users came in, and within 6 months, they had 1,500-page volume printed and on the shelf. So it worked like a dream. This worked really well. We thought, okay, what's the next thing in publishing? Oh, peer review process. Can we do that? Yes, we can. So this took a bit of time, but this is an author submitting a paper, manuscript into a peer review process written in WordPress. This is the editor-in-chief coming in. You can see on the right, editor-in-chief can be have other roles, associate editor, etc., and they'll see different things. They come in, look at the article, send it to associate editor, send it to peer review, etc. Journal admin comes in, creates a new type of article, weekly review, single blind, double blind, etc., chooses the editor, deadlines to acceptance, what have you. All the metadata can be set. Email templates, that email sent to author when article accepted by review. Every detail can be changed, and these are the default that can be changed by later. Add a user and give different roles, however many roles you want. It all, basically, WordPress seems to have just the right sort of facilities to do this. It has a social network plugin, so what we're thinking, why not make peer review into sort of social network? Put all the pictures in, people can talk to each other, have conferences, talk to each other. Conference management, someone said, oh, we're doing a conference. Okay, we set up a conference management tool. Here, this is the conference organizer looking at 100 papers that come in. They can change oral to poster, etc. Very simple interface. You only see what you need to. This is the author's submission. Actually, that's my submission to a conference coming up on holography, as it happens. Thank you for that statement. Organizer comes in. This is the committee has gone in and given recommendations, given a rating. We can do whatever we like. Organizer comes in, has a look, and says, right, yes, accept this or not accept it. So, publishers, have a look at WordPress and grab a geek. There are lots of them everywhere because it's more than a blog. It's content management. It's open source. 22% of new websites are on WordPress, and there are 19,000 plugins right now, free and open. You can take it and modify it. It's a great platform. Thank you.
Thank you very much.